Good morning, bows and bow ties. So look, I don't know why my video quality starts out so shady and then it gets better. I guess I get in a better area. But look, listen. I have no idea why people care about Drea Michelle's baby. Is it Drea Michelle or just Drea? Why do I think her name is Drea Michelle? She was that woman who used to be on Basketball Wives, and she was kind of a dodo bird, but I also think everybody was just jealous of her because she was, like, gorgeous. And, I mean, she didn't do herself any favors, but I think people just wanted to hate on this woman. And then she exited the show, and I think she slept around, or I don't even know, but I think she has another baby by some sort of athlete. I don't remember if it's football or basketball, but she clearly likes athletes, like many of them do. And now she's pregnant by another athlete. And I'm just kind of like, I don't care. But a lot of people seem to be really focused on it. So I'm just going to make a comment. I'm just trying to figure out what the big deal is. So apparently she's like 39 years old, and this young man that she slept around with is, I think, 22, or like he's in his early 20s. He's in the NBA, and he's around the same age as her oldest son that she had when she was a teen mom. Well, she's already shown that that's what she's done. Look. Teen moms can recover and be redempted or have redemption and stuff like that. But, you know, if you look at Drea's track record, she's doing what she's doing, okay? But the thing is, I feel like I don't even care. I don't know why this is such a hot topic. I don't. I mean, the woman is very beautiful. I'm sure she's charming. I don't know what her mental game is, but apparently she's got one because she's got a baby on the way from this guy. And I feel like these are two consenting adults. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, she did this to this guy. I'm like, this is a young man. This man is an adult. This man was not, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's not a whole lot of outrage when some 40-something-year-old man wants to be with a 20-something-year-old woman. They marry these young women, and it's like, oh, not a big deal, right? And as soon as this woman decides to have a baby by an athlete again, everyone's up in arms. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, this is what she does. I'm like, who cares? I'm like, this guy clearly liked what he saw, liked what he heard. She clearly wanted this young man for whatever reasons. I'm like, these are two consenting adults, and they need to stop acting like this poor guy. I'm like, no, this guy is not a victim. They have been told over and over again about groupies and how you get caught out there and this and the other. Chances are he also was really fascinated by the Drea girl, and I don't care. I'm like, I don't care. She can have 500 babies for all I care. I'm like, why do we even care? And I think it's just because the story to me is just not even interesting. But everybody is interested in this story. And I'm trying to figure out what's the common thread? Like, what is it that's got people up in arms? Ultimately, I just feel like, look, she's going to do what she's going to do. If it wasn't him, it would have been someone else. Okay? I'm sure she's a perfectly nice woman. She is also gorgeous, and that is part of her charm. She's easy on the eyes. And people are mad because she knows it, and she can use it for her advantage. I'm not saying that's what she did, but most likely, yeah. Look, let me tell you. It's not like this man doesn't know, right? He just didn't care. He's like, well, I'm going to taste the goods, right? It's kind of like when Michael Jordan's son was dating Larsa Pippen. Larsa is older than me, and I'm 47. Why does this video look like trash? So Larsa Larsa Pippen is older than me, and she was messing around with Michael Jordan's son. She knows what she was doing, so she bought and put together her body to you know, because she's older now. And this man knew she was older and can't have any more children, and yet he still wanted to possibly marry her. Now, I think their relationship is done, but I'm just kind of like, this man is like 30-something. I think he was in his 30s, actually. I can't remember. And I'm like, when you have people who are still willing to be dum-dums in their 30s or whatever, right? I was just kind of like, this is a non-starter. These are wealthy people doing whatever they want to do. So I'm trying to figure out why people get up in arms over all this other stuff. Now, the Larsa relationship that's now, what I understand, has been dissolved with Michael Jordan's son. I'm so tired. I can see how, what do I want to say? Like, I can see how that's considered messy because it's a former teammate and this and the other, but Michael Jordan has no control over what his son does. At most, he can, like, cut off his inheritance or something. I just find that all of these people are getting upset because these women are going out there using their power to trap these young men. I don't even want to bring the racial part into it. I think we all know what's going on. And I just feel like they continue to do it. They're consenting adults. I don't feel like it's any of my business. Like, if people are going to do what they want to do, and they're going to continue to get involved. And I don't know. Look, if Larsa could have popped out a kid, I'm sure she would have. If she could have popped out a kid from Michael Jordan's son, she would have popped out twins if she could have. So I'm trying to figure out, like, you guys know what time it is. You know what time it is. So, everybody's getting mad at these women. I'm like, we need to hold men accountable for their actions, too. And then, to be honest, I don't think there's anything to be held accountable, other than maybe they should be getting married. But, like, look, it's consenting adults. Why do you care? If she wants to have a baby, okay, I want to know why this car was coming up on me with some heat. So, if she wants to have a baby, and at 39, I'm trying to see, other than just sleeping around or whatever it is, like, I mean, because she seems to just find these athletes who are, you know, willing to just do whatever and give her a baby. I don't know. I just feel like, why are these lights behind me like crazy right now? I don't know what's going on, but it's making the video retarded. Anyway, I'm just saying, if she wants to do that, then she should be able to do that. Look, these athletes have been told many times what it is. Brittany Renner. Do you see what I'm saying? Come on. So why is everybody upset? Nobody gets upset when these athletes are out there whoring around and having babies with everyone and, you understand what I mean? Like, or when these older men are out here taking advantage of these people, of these young ladies. Look, isn't Russell Simmons still in hiding in, like, Bali or something? You know, I'm not saying he did it, but there are concerns. I think there are allegations that he is not so pleasant of a guy as far as his behavior. Alleged behaviors. So, I just call it the way it is. I mean, like, look, men are out here just running rampant, like, spreading their seed everywhere, and it doesn't seem to be that big of a deal. And they're not held accountable. No one says anything when Nick Cannon goes out there and whores himself. They don't. They just say, like, oh, he has all these kids, but he can take care of those kids. And people are so dumb to think that, like, because he has, like, a couple of extra coins to put together, that's taking care of children. Children are more than just, you know, a monthly deposit. They require so much more. So, when people try to use that as an argument, I'm like, I beg to differ. He cannot take care of his children. He can't. He can barely govern himself. So, y'all leave that girl alone. She's going to have that baby. She's going to have that tie to this young man who has a gigantic financial potential. I don't know what their true intentions are. It doesn't seem like they're looking to make something permanent, because it's not like they're talking about that type of thing. They're just looking to just, she's having this baby. I'm sorry. So that's it. I wasn't even going to speak on this because it was this is such a stupid topic, but I don't know why everybody seems to be really interested in this. And I just don't think it's really all that interesting. But, like, this is going to be wash, rinse, repeat. We're going to see more of this. All right? And all you got to do is look around the WNBA. I mean, not the WNBA. I can't think of the WNBA. You can tell that's on my brain. The NBA. A bunch of young stupid dudes who have never been told no, and who have access to so much so early, and their potential is so high. They're traveling all the time. Many of them don't know how to govern themselves. They're having relations in any port they're in. The whole thing is silly to me. So I'm like, let her have her baby. Who cares? And then I saw, like, I guess some article clips or whatever. Her pictures are gorgeous. So, y'all stop worrying about her baby and go get your own life. She's found a life for her. She knows where her bread and butter is. She knows what she's doing. And to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if she was really, really happy to have this baby, not for financial gain. I wouldn't be surprised if at 39, I mean, she's, I don't know what else she's got going on in her life. I don't know if she's been receiving any sort of counseling or anything, but this baby is probably a very welcome addition for her, for whatever reason. I think she's going to love up on this baby. I do. And, I don't know what's going on with her. But anyway, you guys need to all go get a life. Stop worrying about the fact that she cougared some young dude. Oh, all right.